Hey, Jason Rice here, another lot party quick tip. And what I am doing right now is I want to make sure that we get this on all these other platforms. And I am going to save this and see if it's going to go live now. Hopefully these go live now. I am making it go live as we speak onto these platforms. So let's see if they do. And I apologize if you're listening to the podcast. We'll get going here in a second. And we should be good. So in the meantime, I am going to check Facebook right now. So I want to talk about used car inventory management and one area that I would focus on. The reason why I brought this up is our clubhouse this morning, it said pick a lane. All right. So obviously with used car operation, and to me, picking a lane is in used cars, what area are you going to focus on the most if you're going to be concerned right now with used car operations? And my choice this morning was First 30. Okay. Our First 30 strategy means the best time to make the most money on the car is in the first 30 days. So then my next question is, do you want to increase or decrease the odds of a car selling within the first 30 days? We want to increase it. Okay, well then why do we stick with traditional pricing metrics where we price it real high to give it a shot for a couple days or a couple weeks and then start moving our way down? So let's get realistic out the gate and then start managing everything else. The first 30 strategy is a trickle-down effect, okay? What I mean by that, two areas that you should focus on. You got 100, let's sell 100. That should be the goal right now going forward. If you're not selling at least 80% of your inventory, don't worry about acquisition and buying at the, you know, get to your selling level before you worry about buying more cars at the lane and everything else. But in the meantime, let's get 100, sell 100, get the volume. And then how you get gross is to get 60 to 70% of your sales in the first 30 days. If you're not doing those two things, you're going to have to back up and figure out why. Maybe you're heavy in trucks. Maybe your pricing went up. Maybe your 31 to 45 age bucket is not selling to the current carry rate. Now, I'm going to go over metrics that will break this all down for you. And so, if you're listening to the podcast, maybe shoot on YouTube or my Facebook channel and or my Facebook page and watch this video to see the graphs I'm about ready to bring up. But what you're going to want to do, and again, I'm looking at my other screen because I'm going to go back and forth, but 60 to 70% of your sales in the first 30 days, meaning whatever sells need to be 0 to 30 days old, 70% of it. That means you have to have 70% of your inventory there. And again, this is a trickle down effect. Okay. Is it, do I got too many purchases? I'm asking too much money for, is it my pricing's gone up? Maybe I was at 100% out the gate at 0 to 15. Now it's 103 because the market moved faster than I did. My 100% of market a week ago is now 102 and I got to adjust to that. Again, maybe I've got the wrong inventory. My photos got behind, whatever. Those are the things we do at LotPop to isolate all those issues for you and figure out what is slowing those two metrics down. That's the first area we attack. The second thing I talked about, first 30, okay, is understanding where your issues lie. And I brought up managing your age buckets and what I refer to as bleeding through. Are we having cars bleed through from the 0 to 15 bucket to the 16 to 30? And then are they bleeding through from the 31 to 45, 16 to 30 to 31, 45, and so forth? So I gave an example on that clubhouse of what to do, and I'm going to show it here. I'm not going to show the store, so I can't really show you the exact steps. I'll reference them here. But let me go ahead and share my screen over here. This is a live store. Now, what you want to do, if you happen to be in Viato, I'm referencing them, but there's VinQ, Max Digital, or ACV Max, Dealers Link. Find this sold report. In Viato, you would go to the reporting tab up top. If you're in regular Viato Conquest, you're going to down at the bottom, or not Conquest, Provision. Second from the bottom is custom dealer reports. Open that up. Second from the bottom there is a sold report. Like I said, I like to reference the last 2 weeks. So we're looking from the 22nd to the 8th. Okay. And I like managing in 2 week intervals. That gives me a more current sale rate than looking at the last 30 days. Gives you a way to peek forward. Instead of looking at what I sold in the last 30 days, all I'm doing with that is looking backwards. If I want a 30-day feel, I should look 2 weeks back and times it by two. So again, if I have like this dealer, for example, on the sold report, let's go down here. Ugh. Okay, they have 53 units. Okay, in the last 2 weeks, they sold 16. If I times that by two, they're on pace to sell 32 units, okay, with 53 in stock. Okay, so they're underperforming. If I looked 30 days ago, they might have been selling. If I look 30 days ago, they might have sold 50 with 53 in stock. The problem is maybe 30 of those units got sold week, you know, one and two of that 3-4 week window. All right. So now that you see this, what this is what's showing you is current inventory, each age bucket on your homepage. You might not have them in 15-day increments. I prefer that, but do whatever you want to do. And then sold inventory. You can look at percentage of your dollars, or you can also look at the units. When I say I want 60 to 70% of your sales going out in the first 30 days, I like looking at the dollars. So right now, 76% of their dollars are going out on 0 to 30-day old cars. They're hitting that goal. And they happen to have 30 plus 29, you know, 30 plus 30, about 60% of their inventory is 0 to 30 days old. So that's a big red flag. I'll tell you why. And this is really where I want to focus. Let's look at their 31 to 45 bucket. If you look at dollars, 37% of their inventory is sitting there. Only 18% of their sales are going out. Red flag. But if you really just want to put it at units, because that's what you sell, that's what you focus on, is, hey, we need 10 more units or whatever. They have 15 in stock. In the last 2 weeks, they've only sold three. Again, peeking around the corner, if I stay at this pace of only selling three every 2 weeks, I'm only going to sell six this month and I need 15 to go. Okay. So they are off pace by at least 9 units. They need to increase their sale rate by 9 units to make sure those 9 units don't bleed through and add to this one unit that's 46 to 60 days old. Okay. Again, no units have sold out in the last 2 weeks. They've got 61 plus, again, 5 units only on pace to sell two. But let's look at 31 to 45. That's a fact. That's a factual situation. Work the facts. That's what I talk about. I have a book here, Work the Facts. Go to workthefacts.com. All these metrics are sitting in here that you want to track and trend. So that's a factual situation on this dealer's lot. What do you do? If you click into those cars, how do you attack them? Oldest to newest, newest to oldest. Let me kind of show you what we do in our tool just so I give you a different perspective. This is a demo dealer, so not the same one, but they have the same issue. If I click here, they have the same problem, 16 to 30, 31 to 45. They have the same problem of, you know, that dealer had 9 units off pace. This dealer has 5 units off pace. So what we're doing here, you can manually pull this out of your inventory tool, but we're going to do this every day for you and say, okay, here's your biggest issue. Here are the cars. Okay. From here, how am I going to want to attack these cars? What cars do I attack? Do I drop prices on all this to get the sale rate going? No. Do I go oldest to newest? No. Here's how I would do it. Here's a 38-day old car. Again, that's pretty fresh in this bucket. It's only been there for about a week. Okay. The reason why I'm attacking it is because the way I look at it, the score of 44 is different. The way I look at it, and again, you could do this yourself if you like, but I look at about 22 different metrics. Things like, are we making money? No, we're losing money. I'm priced high at 101%. We predict this car to leave at 22 days at 96%. I'll go over that here in a second. You know, this car is $43,000. That's 12 grand higher. Almost 12 grand higher than my current investment. I happen to be 9 units heavy in Chevys. I'm 5 units heavy in this age bucket that I'm not selling enough out of. I hadn't had a lead in a week. It's Miley, you know, so forth. It's not performing online. So then, you know, is it a pricing problem? We'll predict, hey, this car leaves around 22 days at 96%. And we're basing that off of some metrics like, you know, how do you sell Chevys? How do you sell Tahoes? What is these cars selling for? And figure out if it's a pricing problem. But before it's a pricing problem, we got to see if we have any leads. And look, we have a 10-day old lead we called a day ago. Here's a 22-day old lead, though we haven't called in 3 days. So let's do that next. Okay, let's do these things first. Let's call those leads. The other, before I just jump on and drop pricing, okay? And again, the reason why I'm attacking this car, it has a lot going against it in my inventory. You can attack it however way you want, but 31 to 45 is a big issue. You're going to want to make sure, let me stop sharing. That's what I'm saying is one area I would focus on for used car now would be that first 30 strategy. What percentage are you selling out of that first 30 days? Do you have enough inventory to sell 60 to 70% in the first 30 days? And if not, also, do you have bleed through in other buckets? 31 to 45, you're not selling as much. Go isolate that problem and go work on it. But the beauty of it, let me do this again though, is here's the thing that I talk about. 31 to 45 day old stuff. We've been managing leads based on the age of the lead. Let's talk about lead management. Meaning I get a fresh lead, I'm going to call an email for the first 5-7 days every day. And by the time it's 30 days old, I've kind of spread that contact out and maybe given up a little bit, unless if they haven't engaged with us. Now, my question is, if I happen to have any leads on my 31 to 45 day old cars, how often would I want to call and email these leads to get my sale rate up? Again, last thing you should do is drop your price. In our tool, on the click of a button, you can go look at these leads. Okay, you got a 22-day-old lead we haven't called in 3 days, okay, or a 10-day-old lead we haven't called in 3 days, or, you know, a lot of times what we're finding here is a 30, 40, 50-day-old lead we haven't contacted in a long time. Here's a 34-day-old lead. Currently, your CRM is not telling you to call a 34-day-old lead every day, every other day. But if I got a situation on 31 to 45 age bucket, and if I happen to have any leads on those cars, I'm probably going to want to call every day, every other day, regardless if it's a 50-day lead or a 30-day lead. The other thing is, of these cars, only 25 customers, this customer is on this car that's in stock that's in this age bucket. So I got 25 people on different scenario of cars to call to increase my sale rate. And there's also a lot of cars in this age bucket that doesn't have any leads, or I have leads, but I haven't got a hold of them. Okay, well, there's switch opportunities. Julian here is a 24-day-old lead that was on a 2017 Titan that sold. So I got a 24-day-old lead on a sold car. More than likely, most internet departments are going to move that to lost. And I say, hold on a second. Before you do that, did he really need a 17 Titan, or is he looking for a 30 grand truck? Because if he does, guess what? I got another Titan, and it's 2 years newer. And it's only, 1700, 1800 higher price point, 2 years newer. Okay. Now it might be an XD SV versus a Platinum. I get it. But take that shot. They might just be looking for a 30 grand truck. Also, there's another truck in stock. Okay. There's another vehicle in stock. I got a 2020 F-150 I might be able to switch them to. Maybe they'll take that. Okay, this thing had 94,000 miles that he wanted, but this, or 79,000 miles was the one he wanted. But would he switch to this F-150 with only 74,000 miles, right? And it's 3 years newer, okay? You don't know if they're just looking for a nice 30 grand truck. So that's the opportunities you have other than just dropping pricing, because margin compression is going to get tighter and tighter. But what we found, again, is CRMs really don't talk cars. You can't really go in any CRM and say, give me my truck leads, or go and give me my truck leads, or give me my 30 to 1 to 45-day-old car leads. And that's the problem that we've solved here, is allow you to figure out what your problems are. What's your bottleneck? If you're heavy in trucks, let's isolate trucks. Figure out what trucks are causing the problem. Is it a pricing problem based on your data, or is it a people problem? And are my people not following up with the leads, or do I have no people on it? And if I have no leads on it, do I have switch opportunities? These are the steps that you're going to want to take to maximize every opportunity before you just go look at competitive set, see what the guy down the street is, and drop your price. Okay. Here's the thing. You know, I don't care if the car has a 150-day supply, I'm not having a year, I'm not having a segment, I'm priced competitively to how similar ones leave my lot. I got three leads, but no one's followed up with it. That's my problem. It's not because it has a 150-day supply. I got three leads, so it's not a pricing problem. I just got three leads no one's following up with because it's a 30-day-old lead, 20-day-old lead, and a 10-day-old lead. Let's do that. And oh, by the way, if that didn't work, I got five other people that I could switch to this car before I just go drop the price based off of what, you know, everybody else is doing. So I hope this is helpful. These are insights that you're going to want to dig through. First line of tech, first 30, and then bucket management, okay? And that will help you get through these next 2 or 3 months as the market starts slowing down after tax season. But you got to start now. And if you don't listen to me, Just mark it on your calendar. 45 days from now, you're going to feel the pain. And then that's when you might reach out to us to get help. But by then, you're 60 days behind. Reach out if you need some help. I got the book. Let's go workthefacts.com. Order some books. Reach out if you like a demo. See how we can help you. I want to make sure you guys are profitable, and I want to protect you from this market shift that is happening, and it's going to get worse as I see it. If you want to know more information about that, look at my last two or three videos where I talk about market data and where the market's heading. Have a great weekend. See you next time.